integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
What's going on? So is it true that 50's the new 30 and 60's the new 40 and young is the new old? What's going on here? Because this is completely confusing for me because I get caught up in all of these things and I feel like sometimes, Dr. Weiss, I'm both the old and the new at the same time.
Is young the new old?
It is in my... Where this came from is that I am getting parents, grandparents, dragging their kids into my office, and the parents are in much better shape. The parents know how to eat. The parents are not on medications. Classic example, a 75-year-old guy. The guy works out every day. He looks great, has a full life, still works, does whatever, you know, works part-time, simplified his life, brings his 45-year-old son in, who is on 3 medications, who's overweight and doesn't know how to eat, doesn't exercise, doesn't do anything. And I'm seeing this more and more all the time. And that's why I said young is the new old. And I'll say to my patients right around 40, 45, that the chronological years start to fade and the sort of health years will kick in, meaning that right, it seems about that age, at least with me, and I'll ask you because we're about the same age here, Holly, is that your activities and what you do to maintain your health kick in a lot more about then. And I'm seeing, you always think of somebody who's largely uneducated about food and health as maybe someone in their 60s, 70s, 80s. I don't find that anymore. I'm finding people in their 20s through 40s.
No, I completely agree with you. And so at the end of this segment, everybody will know, as if you're younger than we are, okay, because we're pushing 50, how to stay young for the... No, it's good. It's all great because there's all that wisdom tweezed in there, or teased in there, I should say. You tease in. Okay, so, but anyway, what I think is really going on, and I think what we should nail down by the end of this segment is that what's going on, though, with this whole young is the new old, and how younger folks can actually catch on. Because I had a really interesting interview yesterday, and this guy was saying, I don't understand. He's like, and they were talking about the generation that we're talking about. Why do they just, the millennials, et cetera, think that you should eat less? Just if you want to, let's say you have a weight loss desire. If you want to, you should just eat less of the diet that you're already eating and just exercise more. And it was driving him crazy. He was like, oh, this drives me crazy because, first of all, I agree, okay? Because the standard American diet and with the 20 to 40-year-olds, I am an avid CrossFitter, right? So work out at this gym. And in the morning, sometimes there's new folks. And so what we'll do is go, okay, everybody say their name and something. And one day it was like what you had for breakfast. And I swear to you, I bled biting my tongue about these 20-somethings that what they were having for breakfast. I was like, first of all, I was like, I went through a continuum of emotions. I'm like, okay, well, there's job security. That's cool. You know, that's for me. it's like, second of all, I want to help everybody. And I'm like, but when I hear orange juice and then a banana and then a Nature Way granola bar, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, glycation. I'm thinking high blood sugar, insulin release. I'm thinking huge crash. It's going to spur on more. I'm like, and I heard it from each and every one of those individuals. And I was like, holy crap, what is going on here?
Yeah. And the worst thing there is that unless you get some education, those don't sound like unhealthy things. They don't sound terrible. You wake up and you do that.
I got to tell you, though, I think part of it is because of the big bad machine. It's the marketing machine. It's the messaging machine. It's the industry that we've grown into. This food health industry has grown into an industry. And it's an industry when you can market it, when it's managed and it makes a profit. And there are so many things out there, even that you and I talk about, that are doing exactly that. And I think that's what we have to be careful about.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful about it. And we really have to. It's weird. I have to change my doctor goggles when I have somebody 25 coming in. I have to assume they don't know how to eat. And I'm getting fooled all the time that the generation that is the oldest, that used to be the sickest, is flipping it now. And their every day is healthier. Yeah, they may not live another 30 years, but their next 15 will be awesome. In the meantime, somebody who's 25 or whatever is going to be struggling along. And I'll tell you something else, Holly. There's just with the amount of stress and how bad the food and air and all that's been, is that they can't get away with it anymore. When I was 25, I could eat junk. I didn't, because there wasn't as much there. And about 25 is when I started to really get into nutrition. But in college and playing college sports, I could eat junk and I could still go out and perform. The kids today can't do it. They cannot do it. I've done physicals on all these high school and college athletes. We switch them over to, you know, getting protein into their breakfast meal and antioxidant-based stuff and whole foods. Their performance and everything dramatically goes up, along with their school grades, along with their energy and everything else. They can't get away with it, Holly. This generation is not, they don't have the chi that we did. And they're going to have to start earlier and more firm with their nutritional stuff. I see it with my 22-year-old.
All right. So just back up for me and all of our lovely listeners. Could you please identify chi? I know it's not chi Oreos. It's chi, like the Chinese word for energy, perhaps?
Yes. I'm just talking about they don't have the energy. I see it in my 22-year-old daughter and all of her friends. I am surprised at how much less energy they have than, number one, that I had at that age, and number two, than I have now. It's amazing how they will crash earlier and have a harder time waking up. And it's these adrenal glands, it's the nutrient depletion, it's the toxic food that's doing it. And here's my seniors, they're waking up going, wait a second, I'm 60. If I expect to get to 80, I better learn what I'm doing. And they're turning around then and becoming the new young, because on a daily basis, they're younger, Holly. Well, they're doing things that are on the other line, they're doing things that the young people are supposed to be doing. They are traveling. They are going out and living life. I'm a little worried that we're missing a generation here of kids and what their abilities are going to be. Is this overblowing it?
I don't think so, because like I said, my experience is that we've missed a generation, and I think we just need to give good, solid information regarding what they can do. I think that many foods have become edible products. Okay, so they're not foods anymore. They aren't nutrient dense, plant strong. They're edible products. They're food products, and they're nutritionally valueless. I think that there's a lot of swindling going on. There's the seductive. So the seducible are completely vulnerable to the seductive messaging. So I think people have to wake up and worry about that. I think that, yes, there are not only so many downright chronic stressors that our body has to respond to, but there's passive stressors, the electromagnetic fields, the genetically modified foods, those things. We need adrenal support.
All untested. We don't know what all this is going to mean in 5-10 years. This is absolutely the guinea pig generation. I mean, you know, hey, we're going to put these 10 chemicals in our food. We're going to call it food, but it's synthetic food or food-like substance, or the many Hollyisms that describe that. but it's something. And here's how I want to summarize it. Nutrition and Radio MD is not just for older folks looking to live better lives. All of this information needs to start to be digested and looked at from the teenage years on. As long as you expect to be healthy, physically fit, or go out and function in a business environment with a clear head, you're going to need to know these things. Young is the new old, because most of my seniors at this point are healthier than the average 20 to 30 year old that's coming in. I wish it wasn't that way, but it is that way. So you 20 to 30 year olds that they're tweeting and you're out there, start to go and scroll around at Radio MD. You're going to see that young is the new old, but old can be the new young. You can get that health back and restore it with some basic education. Take a look at Melanie Cole, some of the other shows that are on here as well. Stay well.